What's your relationship with failure? What are you making failure mean? Is there failure? Like, should we break this word down, this whole concept down? It's like, no, what did you learn? You know, what would you do differently? So many lessons in allowing ourselves to fail, to get it wrong. You know, we're human. And I think, I don't believe that perfection is the opposite of failure, or failure is the opposite of perfection. It's like everything is a lived experience, a lesson and a learning.
Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast with me, Rebecca Wilson. An embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am a feminine awakener, thought leader, embodied business doula, sacred business midwife, healer, and all-round medicine woman. I am here to guide women deeper into their essence and power, to activate their life force, awaken pleasure, and support them to live an embodied life. I will help you birth your visions, dreams, creations, desires, and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted place within. My work supports women to become more available for life, love, relationship, connection, creation, pleasure, and wealth. I will activate you into self-leadership and self-mastery to truly live an embodied and awakened life. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, beautiful women. Welcome to the Embodied Woman podcast. Today, I have with me the one and only Pandora Paloma. Pandora is a friend, a guide, a mentor, a dear sister. Welcome, my love.
Thank you. Such a lovely intro. Like, for anyone who's listening and not seeing, I'm like grinning from ear to ear. It's so lovely to be here.
When I was like thinking, oh, how will I do this intro? That's what came, the one and only. So Pandora and I think we've been circulating in each other's worlds through the beautiful portal that is Instagram for a little while, many years, I think, actually. But we dove deeper together at the beginning, end of last year, the beginning of this year, when I stepped into your Expand to Seven mastermind. And yeah, we really got to connect and create together. It was such a beautiful journey. Pandora, you really helped me with like bringing my vision and my message and my words into greater clarity. So that which was like living as an expression inside of my mind and my own unique language, which I'm fully aware of, into a more kind of like succinct way of expression. And you really, yeah, working with you really supported me in bringing that kind of pillar or strength or masculine, if we want to call it, energetics into my business, which before that was very fluid and feminine and was, yeah, really yearning for that greater structure for the flow to be even more flowing. So that was one aspect of the journey that we shared, but it was just so multifaceted.
Yeah. And I love that. And I think, you know, using the word masculine is good because the way that I see it, it's like when you can bring in the masculine in your business, and we kind of just explored this, it holds you. You know, the masculine holds you to then be in your feminine in your business. But without the masculine, you know, and being in the feminine, sometimes you can feel like, you know, nothing. You're never quite sure where you're going, or, you know, it's so free flowing that you can end up in that sort of, I really don't like using the term feast or famine, but it seems, you know, relevant in this conversation of that sort of, you know, sometimes things are moving and sometimes things aren't. And for me, it's like when you've got that really delicious foundation, like, oh, so I can see that if I do this, it grows towards this and then this and then this. And then I love the structure because I find that actually that's the thing that gives me the space to then be in my feminine when I desire to be in my business. And for me personally, in my feminine more in things like my relationship. where I really don't want to be in my masculine too much over there. But I'm happy to be in my masculine and use that divine masculine in my business. So yeah.
It's really that energy of like taking it out of that dreamscape into more of a foundational kind of directional energy as well. And I noticed that like everything was really fluid and lucid. And I mean, of course, like my business before being together, I was successful, if we want to use that as a term. I was had a reach, had an audience, like things were working, but I was needing to spin all of the plates because I didn't have those systems and those structures in place. So I was actually partaking in my own self-fulfilling belief systems and patterns of needing to do it all and not being supported. And it's my role and responsibility. And it's, I've got to do all of the things and it won't, you know, it won't work without me because of like some internalized martyr energy. And if I don't, you know, press send on all the emails and automate them, it won't work. And really it was me just playing into my own limitations and my self-acquired patterns and beliefs around like needing to do it all, having to do it all alone. Can't rely on support. The support won't work. The systems, which is the masculine, and the structures won't be able to support what it is that I do or this or that. And so just all of these like, yeah, beliefs, patterns, which of course were not seeded in my business. They live very much or have lived in the echoes of my own life and formative years, because this is where all of these things are conceived and brought forward. But they really started to show themselves in my business because, you know, I was doing everything that could be done like alone. I was like, oh, this isn't going to work. Like I'm reaching burnout. I can't reach to that next level of like bringing more women into my world because I don't have the structure and the foundations and, you know, the walls of the house in place. So it wasn't contained in a way that was supportive.
Yeah, it's a really nice way of looking at it, isn't it? You know, the masculine, the systems, the structures, the processes, is the stability, it's the framework, it's the house. And then the feminine gets to go in and be like, I think we should do this one blue. This one's going to be like a vibrant green. You know, like you get to be really playful and expressive and yeah, colourful and ooh, all of the deliciousness that comes with, you know, decorating and expression. And oh, I love it so much. And you know, I think that what you also came to me for, and I've been thinking about this a lot recently because I am starting to, instead of seeing things as things that we do, there's, I think, you know, and certainly in your work, it's a consciousness, like it's a way of being, it's a consciousness, it's a way of thinking, it's a way of living. And sometimes that is quite difficult to put into words. Like, you know, the more and more and more that I'm exploring my own journey of, you know, business and shamanism and living in ceremony with life, I'm realizing that it's a consciousness, you know. And so I'm sometimes like, how do I put this body of work that I'm about to teach into words? Because it's a consciousness. And, you know, that can be a difficult task.
Yeah.
I'm up for the challenge though. That masculine in me loves it.
Yeah. And, you know, that was something that I'm just so grateful that you were able to support me with, and you really saw that and see that in me and my work. And I think that was one of the things that I really didn't know that I was going to bring forward when we worked together, but it was so alive and like, oh, it's all here, like in this like energy and this feeling, and it's in my body and it comes out in like poetry or words that don't have full stops or have capital letters all over. And like, if my VA Leanne's listening, she'll laugh now because she's like, where's the full stops in this sentence? Why is there a capital letter in the middle? And I was like, it's just what needed to happen. And it's just like this like flow of like, obviously that word wanted to be emphasized. And that's why there's all capital letters in the middle and there's no full stops because there's never an end. And she's like, Rebecca. But it's like, how then do we pull that feeling? And for me, as you know, working together, like it's so in my body, like, which is why I do the work that I'm doing. I was like, you know, I can point to like my chest, my belly, my shoulder, like it's this feeling. How do I translate that into some form of wording that is understandable, an understandable concept to a mind that maybe hasn't awoken to that depth within themselves? Because as we explored together, it was really easy to speak my language to women that already had some level of awakening, because they were like, oh, I have my own version of that in these words or that way. How do we support the women that were just beginning to come into realization or to remember, oh, I have a body and wow, my heart has some feelings and oh, I have a womb and, you know, all of these things. And they're just coming back into their body from whatever way. And like, how do we get that across in a language and wording that still stays open in the consciousness level, but is like direct enough to, for their mind to read it or hear it first, and then for it to enter their body? It's such a profound art.
It is. And I've always loved words. It was really funny recently. I moved and sold the sort of big house that me and my daughter's dad bought. And there was some stuff that my mum had given me and it had been put in the basement. And so as I was clearing out the basement, I found this sort of, it was like an old backpack that I'd gone into raining with when I was like 17. And so all of this old stuff from like school had been put in this bag and kept in my mum's loft and just sort of put in our basement. And that was that. Anyway, came to it. And it might bring me to tears, actually, as I really connected with my inner child in that moment. But I found like a little storybook that I had written. Now, I used to love writing stories, and I'd hole punched it and then put little ribbons in the side. And it was like this little book. And it really, really sort of, oh, it really, it shook me, actually, because I forgot about that little version of myself. But it was like suddenly everything had made sense yet again. It's like, yeah, that's just who I am. And what I'll say about kind of your language, it was really easy for me to put into the language that I knew your audience would understand, because it's so alive in you. Like, it's so in you. And as soon as I read you, and that's where that kind of energetics comes in, it's like, okay, yeah, I know what we need to say here. When it can be difficult is when people come to you and they're like, yeah, you know, I think I want to sort of do this, but they're actually, you know, maybe taking elements of other people's language and they're not super clear on exactly who it is that they are. And I'm not saying that kind of from a, you know, online business point of view. You know, I've worked as a PR, worked in communications since I was like 18. So, you know, we used to get brands who would come to us, and some, you'd see the people who were like, they were their brands. They knew exactly who they were and the change they wanted to see in the world and why they were doing what they were doing. And then there were other people who maybe were almost like, you know, they saw like a gap in the market. They weren't super passionate about what they were doing. They were very much business focused. And it's really interesting, you know, I've sort of pieced all of those different, like their stories together, and then understood like what makes an amazing brand. It's when you are the living embodiment of that work, you know, because that is ultimately magnetism, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just so beautiful to be seen that deeply in that, and this alive expression that was within me that maybe I really struggled at times to be able to communicate, not through my words or my writing, but like the essence of what it is that was like pouring through me into the world. And how do I let people understand this and know this? And, you know, there's been many a times I've had conversations with my partner, and I know he can feel it in me, but like he isn't living that particular thing inside of his body, because, you know, he's in a male body and I'm in this female body working with women very deeply. And so he can't relate to that because he doesn't have that lived experience. But, and his way of like, yeah, yeah, I get it on one level, but it wasn't that like that true, like, I can really feel what it is this means. Because, and so when we have those conversations, and I would share like these words or this sales page, and you would support me with rearranging it in a way. And I was like, yes, that is exactly what I wanted to say. And, or I can see now that the words maybe wanted reordering or shuffling or some space around them in order to let it flow more or be more precise was the actual piece for me. Like, how does this get direct, like, you know, an arrow, like straight into someone's field of awareness when they read it, just like, and it's like they are hit with a realization or an awakening inside of themselves of their own being, and it, not the this is what you need to do in order to get where you need to be, but rather like, how do we open people from inside of themselves? And really that is like what my work is about. And it manifests in however it manifests, a retreat, an online course, a one-to-one program. And they're just all the funnels or the channels that this energy can pass through. But ultimately it's like, but then how do you talk about that? How do you bring that forward? And so being seen and witnessed and held in that was just so powerful. Yeah. So I'm deeply grateful for that.
Thank you. It's such an honor to hold you.
Yeah. And that is that piece, like the living embodiment of the work. And when you were just sharing, actually, when you said like gap in the market, that's exactly what I heard inside my head. Like some people go into things, and not just in our business, in our industry, but all over, like there's a gap in a market, let's do that. And it's like, it doesn't always have that heart, but when the journey is awoken through you because of your life experience, you are the living, breathing example, embodied like manifestation of whatever it is. And that is like, for me, like, I know you guide women in this space too, but like that embodying your core message is beyond like the mind saying, what is the message? And it's like the body saying, this is what we are here to show people. And it isn't even to teach or to, it's just to be that embodiment of the living, breathing embodiment of.
Yeah. And that, and sometimes it's actually, I think we try and fluff it up, or we try and make it more complicated, and it's actually really simple. Like my thing is strategy meets spirituality. I bring both of those things equally, I would say. You know, I am like, should we look at the data here? What's your funnel saying? Have you got, you know, some automation set up? Why are you spending all your time on that? Like, I'm very strategic. That's just a natural, that's just my natural way of being and thinking. I am also deeply spiritual, you know, and so that's what I bring. You know, I think we want to overcomplicate it. And actually that's where it's like, well, who am I? And so much of who we are is based on, you know, what I call our turning points, like the things that got us to where we are today. You know, the storybook that I wrote when I was 9 years old is the same things I do now. I write stories, you know. It's really beautiful to kind of see, you know, all of those different turning points that get you here, and trust that they were meant to happen because of who you're meant to be, you know, and who you're becoming. And oh, I just love that.
Yeah. It's that real powerful piece, isn't it? Like women step into both of our worlds and they maybe have an idea or a vision, and it's like, but what's underneath that? Like, what is it that you, what burns so brightly inside of your being that if you were to not be on this earth tomorrow, you would be devastated that you didn't say or share? Like what, you know, what would haunt your soul for your eternity if you no longer were living and breathing and you didn't say or share or express this thing into the world? Because that, when it's so true and alive in the body, that becomes that magnetic force or pull, right? Because people, no matter what it is you're saying, whether they've ever heard that language or whatever it is before, they are on some level magnetized towards that because they need to wake up to that themselves. They need to hear it themselves. They need to feel it or to see it in somebody else to even understand that that might live inside of them.
Yeah, that it's possible, that there is a way of being and feeling that gets to be for them. You know, I think there's so many women with that burning desire, and there's all of the perceived limitations. And that's ultimately my devotion, is to keep breaking that down and breaking that down and breaking that down and breaking that down. So suddenly they're like, I don't feel that anymore. I don't think that way anymore. How has that happened? I'm like, because it was always within you. That potential was always there. Sometimes you just need that gentle nudge and someone to help you break down the thing, the perceived limitations. It's why I'm so devoted, you know, to this work, because it's incredibly powerful, not just for the women that I work with, but the ripple effect of that. You know, the amount of times I have women that are like, I'm just so much more calm with my kids, and, you know, my relationship with my partner is so much more divine because I'm just able to be more honest about how I'm feeling. And oh, all of the things, you know, it's so, so, so powerful.
Yeah, yeah. And there really is that piece that, you know, everyone listening will hear me say a million times over, there is no separation, all areas and aspects of life. But it, of course, if it's weaving itself into our consciousness, it will weave itself into all areas of our life. And how you do one thing is how you do everything. What lives in your in body will live in your relationships with your partner, your children, your family members, your relationship with your clients, your business, your service, your offerings. It's all there, because if you are in relationship to that, whatever that is outside of you, then whatever is inside of you is in relationship to.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. It's listening to life. Are you listening to life? Are you being present? Are you being still? Are you taking what I call like the sacred pause, you know, to see like how connected we are to all things? That's where we see magic. We find magic, you know, it's like in those, like, I remember one of the kind of testimonials I got, it was ultimately like I was cleaning my kitchen floor and I just had this moment of pure joy and gratitude. And I know it's because of the year that I spent with you, that it wasn't about meeting the success. That was great. But it was actually just in the mundane of cleaning the kitchen floor on a Saturday morning, I felt alive and joyful and grateful. And it's like, that's it. That's what I want. That's what I want every woman to feel, you know, because it is about business, but it's also about how you are living in the world, you know, how you're feeling about life and yourself and, yeah, just all of the deliciousness that gets to be experienced in the world, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the deepest part of it is like the relationship to you. Like, how are you in relationship to you? And then from that, whatever it is that you want to be in relationship to externally, whatever it is you want to create in the world, whether it's, you know, a beautiful partnership, to become a parent, to have a great relationship with friends, family, a business, you know, holding space for others, it all stems from like how you are being in that relationship to yourself. And how do we hold that as sacred? And are we even in ourselves whilst we're in that relationship? Are we embodied in that space where we're truly like, oh, I'm here with me in that moment? And I mean, for me, I know there's been many of those moments that you just spoke about with that client, where this like profound recognition of like, oh, I am so here right now in my body, in my being, in this moment, ultimately. And it does, it's like always just brought me to tears of just like pure. And for me, it's always landed in this space of, I'm so here with me. And because life and the world and the conditions and the beliefs have taught us all to not be here with you, to be somewhere else, to be thinking about somewhere else, to be thinking about someone else, to be placing your center somewhere else, to be pulled this way, that way, the other way, all of the crazy, you know, bits of life. Don't be like this. Don't be like that. Don't be you, be somebody else. And when we just have those moments of landing back in, it's, you know, it's just pure grace arrives. And there's, you know, tears of beauty that can exist in that. And often we pertain like tears to being like, oh, I'm releasing some grief or there's some pain. But when we open to being fully with ourselves, there's like the tears are just pure joy and beauty of like, wow, I'm here with me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the term sort of abandoning oneself. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's like might be my life's work. But yeah, when you find that moment of like, okay, this is me. You know, this is me. This is me tending to my own needs and, yeah, learning what's good for me, what's right for me, what I'm tolerating, what I, you know, what I no longer will, I'm willing to tolerate, and what my body feels like when I'm in my centered self. You know, it's all of the yumminess comes from that being you, doesn't it? And learning to really be in that, okay with that, grounded in that.
Yeah. And that's truly where we can create our body-based businesses and be in that embodied state of magnetism, right? Because You can't be a magnet drawing things towards you if you are not with you or in you. If you are somewhere else, you're magnetizing it to some other plane of energy or existence, the dysregulated, disembodied part of the self. So being fully with you then informs like the choices that we make from that space. Again, like in relationships and business and leadership are very different because they are choices that serve us, which then of course serve others too.
Exactly. A big thing that I've been learning, I'd say in the last couple of years, specifically in kind of relationships, is, you know, stop trying to change people, stop trying to change who they are. And I knew that in order to do that, I had to stop trying to change me, you know. And so it's that deeper layer of acceptance. And the more and more and more that I've been able to accept myself, the more I've been able to accept others, you know. And it's so beautiful now. I've just, you know, met someone a year ago, and that's the thing. It's like, we're not there to change each other. You are who you are, and I meet you at where you're at, you know, and vice versa. And it's been so divine to sort of be in that space of like, oh, I don't need to change you, I don't need to try and fix you, or, you know, it's just we meet at where we're at. It's been very grounding for me, actually, I would say.
Yeah, sounds deeply nourishing.
Yeah, I think that about my daughter, you know. I'm not here to change her, you know. She will be who she's going to be, and I support who she wants to be, you know. And I'm sort of very conscious of saying, don't do that, or don't do this, don't, you know, calm down. Or it's like, just really allow her to be in that expression.
Yeah.
It's just so lovely, like, you know, to to, obviously, I'm sure there's going to be moments I get it wrong, I'm human, but, you know, really with that intention of like, oh, how much more of her can I let her be?
Yeah.
Because we are living in a world where there can be so many conditions, and I know, you know, all of the conditions that I've had to, you know, release from my being, my field, my mind. Yeah. So to watch that, like, oh, okay, what does expression look and feel like for you today? You know?
Yeah.
So good.
What kind of day are we having today? And you look at your child's eyes and you're like, okay, what do I need to meet inside of myself in order to allow and to welcome all of this? And then, of course, like as a guardian or a parent, there are some levels of responsibility. And for me, they live in like inquiry. Like, do you feel that is a good idea? Whilst climbing a very high tree. Yeah. I'm like, okay, wonderful. And then they fall down and they're like, ah. I'm like, what did you learn from that experience?
Yeah. What did you learn from that experience? Exactly.
What might you do different if you was to climb that tree again?
Yeah.
And there'll be, you know, some funny, crazy, wild answer. Wear different shoes. Wonderful. Great idea. Of course. Not climb the tree because you're, you know, full of life force and want to experience life. Wear different shoes.
Yeah, totally.
Get Daddy to help me up the branch. Also a great thing. Ask for support and help. I hear you.
Yeah, totally. If it were to, she'd be like, wear my unicorn hat.
Yeah.
I mean, that is your lucky hat, isn't it? So
it may help when we don't know. The truth is, we don't know the potential of that answer until it is lived out. So pop a unicorn hat on and let's go.
Yeah. And there's so much that we can learn in making those mistakes. You know, yesterday I, you know, client was like, oh, you know, I just don't want to fail. I'm like, okay, what's your relationship with failure? What are you making failure mean? Is there failure? Like, should we break this word down, this whole concept down? It's like, no, what did you learn? You know, what would you do differently? So many lessons in allowing ourselves to fail, to get it wrong. You know, we're human, get it wrong. And I think, I don't believe that perfection is the opposite of failure, or failure is the opposite of perfection. It's like everything is a lived experience, a lesson and a learning.
Yeah. An opportunity to expand our consciousness and our awareness of ourselves. Like, we only know what we know in the moment that we know it, and we don't know what we don't know until we learn it. And so having those lived experiences in life is what truly makes us a well-rounded, expanded in consciousness, you know, human being and a spirit that lives in this body. But so often, you know, many people don't live in life and they're living in their patterns or their belief systems, or they are pulled out of life because they're scared, it's too painful, they don't want to fail or have these experiences. But being a really well-rounded and in turn grounded human and individual, we got to be in the experience of life and let it unfold as it is. And nothing's right, nothing's wrong. There's no perfect. It just is. And there's things to learn and to deepen into. And yeah, and again, that will allow us to be greater in our service, in our leadership, and whether that's leading your own life, leading a business, creations, as a space holder, an entrepreneur, an artist, in so many ways. But ultimately, we are here leading our own lives. That is our responsibility now as adults. It's a very adult thing to do.
I stand by, like, curiosity is we grow and evolve. Like, what's behind that door? Rebecca, how did you get to where you are? Like, what was your turning point? You know, like, the more that we're curious to things and allow ourselves to be curious, the more we learn, we grow, we evolve, we feel, well, that feels really right for me. Or do you know what, that doesn't, you know, I love, you know, even, in, you know, my work is supporting women to be curious. Okay. Well, we could do it like that. What about tuning into this version? How does that feel? You know, so it's the sort of the potential and the possibility meets curiosity. And I just think that's such a, you know, delicious blend.
Yeah, so gorgeous. I often feel like curiosity lives in a regulated being, because curiosity is creativity. And when we are in a dysregulated state, when we're in fight, flight, freeze, fawn, there's no space for creativity. I mean, an example of that is, like, you know, women who are in that state for long periods of time will possibly lose their menstrual cycle. They lose the cycle of creation because the body is like, we're in terror. We've not got the energy to create anything right now. So we're not creative. So we can't be curious. We are in hypervigilance and hyper-awareness. So supporting women to come back into that regulated state of being, which is to be in relationship to their body, not to be regulated all the time, because that's a myth, but to know regulation, to be able to come back into it should dysregulation happen. And that is where a more curious and creative life can exist. And creativity for me is the healing balm for all of the wounds that I've experienced in my existence, because when I'm creative and creating from that, through that, because of that, it somehow, like, soothes it and allows that expression of the self to come forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny, I recently went to Spain with my daughter, my partner and his daughter. Now, you know, when I have my daughter, it's normally just the two of us. You know, she goes to bed. I then get a couple of hours to myself. You know, she's then at school. So in the days I have time to myself, and it was like a whole week of being around people, which I'm not used to. And what was fascinating to me was sort of driving home that Sunday night, dropped my daughter at her dad's, went to bed. And the next morning I was like, I'm still feeling that sort of, you know, it wasn't intense, but there was definitely, like, you know, I feel not myself, a bit dysregulated. And it took, I'd say, a couple of hours on that Monday morning. I was like, okay, I'm back. And for me, there's been a real journey of, like, how quickly can I come back to my regulated, centered self, knowing that there will be moments where, you know, I just feel a bit off center, or, you know, I don't get the space to tend to my nervous system like, you know, I normally would, and that being okay. But seeing how quickly I can come back to that really yummy, grounded, like, okay, yeah, ooh, that's good, you know. And that's a practice, but a well worth practice to invest in. No.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing that we can take responsibility for in our life, is the responsibility of our own nervous system, because that is then what impacts all experiences and relating experiences that we have with other people. And of course, we are only responsible for our part in that, which is the regulation and the soothing of our own nervous system. Should it be activated or triggered? And just the simple, but yet sometimes big journey of recognizing where are we in dysregulation and where are we in regulated state? What do both of those feel like in order to know that there's a journey of coming back in? Like, oh, I left myself for a little minute there.
Yeah.
Let me find me again.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Yeah, the yummy, juicy stuff.
And, you know, there's a part of me that often feels quite sad that we sort of forgot that for, you know, for a long time.
Mm.
And gosh, it's quite scary when I think back to that version of myself that, you know, climbed the corporate ladder and was the first one in, the last one out, always out, weekends were partying. Like, I was here, there and everywhere, and apart from my body and my being.
Yeah.
You know, I was so dysregulated. I was so stressed. It was funny. Even last night I went to bed and I was like, oh, you sleep so well these days. And thinking back to the time where I just slept so badly all the time because it was just so in fight or flight, you know.
But it's the parts that have existed in that historically that then choose to continue to be in relationship with that. So it seeks out the experiences or the jobs or the relationships that will promote or continue that cycle of energy because it's familiar and therefore safe. And, you know, I know when I work with women, a lot of it coming back into the body and finding that grounded state within, it feels so unsafe, but it's not unsafe. It's just unfamiliar. Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't know this place. I know struggle or fight or terror or, you know, play dead or, you know, like all of those dysregulated ways and unease and uncertainty and friction and tension. And then when we arrive into those more relaxed and rested, digested states of being, it's like, oh, it's terrifying here. It's scary here. None of those things. And it's not unsafe, but what it is unfamiliar and unknown. So let's cultivate a new relationship here with yourself. So that becomes the steady ground and the safe place to reside.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's really important for anyone listening as well to know that it really is a journey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's taken me years to really understand this piece. You know, yeah, I think a lot of people come, they're like, right, so if I just like meditate every day, or if I just do this thing, and it becomes this other thing that they've got to do. And it's like, no, this is a process.
Yeah.
You know, if you have been in struggle or, you know, or fear or terror for a huge portion of your life, it's going to take some time, you know, to dissolve that, to come to that place, and for you to get comfortable being in that unfamiliar place that actually is and should be, could be your baseline. You know, I don't normally use the word should, but it should be your baseline.
Yeah. You know? It's your birthright to be there, to be in ease with life.
Yeah.
And that's where we're truly magnetic, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it comes back to what we were talking about earlier, like it's being you in the truest form, you know, because so much of the dis-ease that we have is because we're trying to be the versions of, we're holding all the things and we're, oh, you know, what will people think? And then it's like, as soon as you start to dissolve all of that noise, all of that conditioning, all of the things, it's like, oh, that softness that comes from, this is who I am.
Mm.
You know, I'm not perfect. I'm human.
Yeah. And here I am.
Yeah.
For me, there's always so much closeness and intimacy that's available when we're in those vulnerable states of being, in those vulnerable places of like, well, here I am in all of my humanness. Here I am being completely real. I can't remember or imagine any time where that would lead me to want to disconnect or to not have great compassion for another person if they showed up in that way. It would just be like, wow, look at you being an amazing human.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you.
So what have you got going on in your beautiful, magical world these days?
Oh, it feels like a deep breath in my world these days, actually. There's not a huge amount of newness happening, you know, in a bid for even more nourishing regulation and being of service, the both and there. But I have 3 masterminds for every stage of business. And really my number one kind of priority and vision right now is to just keep filling those masterminds, keep servicing the women that are in them and optimizing what's already there. So, you know, I'm really looking at, I've added lots of new content to the portal that's relevant to this year. Sales has definitely changed this year. We're seeing a lot more nurturing that's required. And, you know, so my thing is that I'm really responding to what's currently happening. And the beauty of it is I get to see it from that bird's eye view of the early stages, you know, scaling to the six figures and then the multi six and seven mark. And I sort of really see that from a bird's eye view because I'm working with women at every stage. So I'm just really optimizing, you know, everything that's existing there and how I can support my clients and, you know, the potential clients that are coming in. And yeah, my kind of business mantra is everything leads to the masterminds. And how can I support women at every stage of business? We just did an amazing handbook series, which I've had a lot of amazing kind of, you know, response on. So yeah, it feels I've kind of really stripped back a lot, and it's very much that's who I am. Strategy meets spirituality. You know, there's three masterminds and that feels really good for me. And then my kind of what I call my shamanic playground is the magnetic year, which is not business specific, but very much about that listening to life, learning to be, you know, body of work. So yeah, they feed me both very beautifully.
Amazing. Where can everyone find you?
At Pandora Paloma _ on the gram. That's where I typically play. And then pandorapaloma.com, the website, and my podcast, The Magnetic Woman as well, which I'm loving. I'm loving doing. I'm really finding at the moment sort of going deeper on content. So yeah, I definitely say head to the newsletter because that's where I tend to sort of bring some good value and energy, and the podcast as well.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, you bring so much value. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I'll pop all of your links and stuff in the show notes so everyone can find you there. Any final words or bits to share?
Remember, you are magnetic.
Beautiful. Thank you, my love. So beautiful to share and to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and being part of the conversation. And yeah, sending so much love. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you. I am here to guide you into that. Hey, love. I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.